Welcome back to the podcast that's all about band and not about band at all. Because in this rehearsal space, everyone has a seat, whether you play an instrument or not.
While we do this?
Well, you really shouldn't have a fidget. I mean, because it's going to be picked up by the microphone.
Is it over here? Can
okay,
you still
just
hear it?
We're supposed to be talking about homecoming. Like, what's the deal with homecoming?
I love homecoming. I really do.
I do too.
But it is exhausting.
I just feel like a lot of students don't actually understand what homecoming is.
No, they think it's for themselves. They think it's like a spirit. And it is a spirit week. It is super fun. Like dress up days. And we just knocked it out of the park this year.
We really did. I mean, we should probably talk about, which dress up day do you think we excelled at the most?
Oh, the Taylor Swift day. Yeah. For sure. When you were Travis Kelce.
I was Travis Kelce. It was fantastic.
And then Megan and Jacqueline and I were all different eras of Taylor. So that was super fun. And we didn't even kind of like, at least I didn't plan which one I was going to be. I just was like, I'm going to get all sparkly and call it good.
Yeah. I don't really know all of her different eras.
I don't know every one of her albums.
I like her as an artist, Taylor.
Yes.
And I like to tell people that I saw Taylor Swift like, before she was super famous, back in 2008, 2009,
sure.
Up at WeFest.
Yeah, when she was a country artist.
And honestly, she wasn't a great... Like, I think it's fascinating because everyone talks about how amazing her live concerts are and mm-hmm. how well she interacts with her audience. And she was not a great live performer back then.
Well, but think about like as we get older and our growth that happens and we fit into what we are passionate about. And that's Taylor right there. Like that is absolutely the epitome of like getting better every single day and like finding out who you are.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Growth mindset.
Growth mindset.
Every day is a good day to get better.
All of the things.
One step at a time. Beat Farmington. Something.
Something.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, okay. So yeah, we had a great Taylor Swift day. That was actually really, really enjoyable.
It was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It was super fun. People got the costumes. I think the problem with some of the dress-up days is that, and this probably happens in other schools too, is like nobody really understands what it is. Or if you're like partnering up with somebody,
okay,
you're not with that same person the whole time.
I bet you're talking about the rhyme without reason.
Okay,
day.
That was also like one of my favorite days because of what I did, which I thought was funny, which is not appropriate.
What did you do?
Well, I was Bad Dream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you wore Lakeville North sweatshirt.
Yeah, Lakeville North basketball.
Because
we're
a hockey family.
Yeah.
No, so, I think that's pretty funny because
it's funny.
Lakeville and Farmington are rivals. Like you explained it to the students. There was no.
And I wore Crocs.
Yeah,
I don't wear Crocs.
Yeah. No, there was nothing mean spirited about it. It was actually all in good fun.
It was, but I don't want our audience to sit here and think that I don't appreciate people's programs, which I absolutely do.
To Dr. Wonkin and the band program at Lakeville North, to their basketball team, to their principal Kim Booty, who has been on this podcast before,
and loaned me her sweatshirt.
We apologize, but don't. Sorry, not sorry.
Do we apologize to the other side of Lakeville, or no?
To South?
Yeah.
No.
Chad,
well, that wasn't
Nick,
part of it. But we. Those guys are great. I love all those.
Everybody's so great. Like the band always wins. That's what we talk about. The band always
wins.
So.
So yeah, the dress up days were great. We had lots of events.
But not as many as has been the past. I think that was because, you know, we had Flood the Field, Jam the Gym all in one night. So it was busy. But
it was early in the week. And it was
the
night we normally have rehearsal.
Yeah. So it was just one less thing.
It was like
so we had Tuesday
two
off.
Birds and one stone sort of a thing. Yeah.
Oh, well that's fun.
Oh.
We can get a flu shot.
Okay, I might have to hit pause.
We can hit pause and go.
I kind of want to go get,
go get a shot in the arm.
Yeah. Hey, remember that time?
We got to fill out the forms though.
We talked to the EpiPen thing.
Yes, that was in the acronyms one and such. Mm-hmm. The workshop one. Mm-hmm. It was like one of our very first podcasts together.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I should get a flu shot, but I think that this podcast and our listeners are more important.
They are. And you know what? We have until, like, I think the podcast, or I mean the flu clinic goes till 4:30.
Oh, okay. So we've got
plenty of time.
We got time. We got time. But anywho, yeah. So, but most importantly, we survived homecoming. And I know a lot of our colleagues and friends, their schools are experiencing homecoming maybe this week or next week. It's definitely one of those fall traditions. It doesn't matter if you teach elementary, middle school, high school.
It's probably
a little more intense at the high school level, but I know that, you know, our middle schools and elementary schools, they participate and they get into the spirit of it and dress up. And it's a good week, but man, there's nothing better than when homecoming week is over.
Yep. Like, it's exhausting in such a fun way, and it's necessary to do, going back to why homecoming is. And, like, it was so fun to see alumni and hear how they're doing and teach our own students about what homecoming is. Like, you always have a home here, especially in our band family, and it's nice to remind them of that.
Most of our students.
Well, yeah, not all.
I'm just kidding.
Listen, I have a list.
She's got a list and she's checking it to us.
I leave it out publicly too, so that they know. Just don't even come into my office. I'm kidding.
I know. We know you're kidding. And that seriously is one of the best things about homecoming is students who come back to visit and catch up. And sometimes they're students who just graduated the previous year, and sometimes they came back after 5 or 10 or even 20 years. We're getting to be old.
The fact that we can say that now, I never thought I would be at an age where I could say, like, something happened 20 years ago.
I know.
I just thought that was crazy when I'd hear people talk like that. I'm like, that's not a real thing.
Listen, 20 years ago is still 1980.
Yeah, 100% like, still 1980.
When people say 20 years ago, I'm like, oh yeah, like the 80s.
Yeah. And
I'm
like wait, I was young.
No,
oh,
like
wait.
20 years ago was like the early 2000s. It just,
what? It's not
crazy.
Appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
It's in the aughts.
It's in the aughts. I don't think we're calling them the aughts.
I'd like to,
I thought
though.
That was like the 1900s.
Yeah, I know.
I wish that we did call them
aughts. I know. Like, I started teaching.
Back in aught 5, you know.
That's when you started teaching, was aught 5, right? No, you're aught 3.
Aught two.
I was 2000, so what do you say for that?
Well, okay, but I didn't really, so then I went to grad school.
Oh, right.
So I kind of taught a little bit,
yeah.
But then I really started teaching in aught 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, and listen, some things are better, but also, I don't know, maybe it's just nostalgia, but sometimes I think things were better 20 years ago.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I know this is a clean podcast, so I can't use any inappropriate language.
Right.
Unless
you're with Charlie Moe. I'm kidding.
Every once in a while, I'm like, what is happening in the world?
It's way different.
Like, what has happened?
Teaching is way different.
It is different.
I was kind of joking with, I can't remember if it was Wind Ensemble or Jazz One, but I was like, ooh, I don't know if I can say that anymore. Can I say that anymore? Like, am I offending anyone?
Right.
And they all started laughing. They're like, no, Holmes, you're good. You're good. Yeah. You're good. But I'm like, no, I'm actually kind of serious. Like, I don't want to offend. I'm like, I'm trying to, like, you know, be engaging. But, like, seriously, it's so different, like, how I have to talk to kids and parents.
Everything is different. Everything is more complicated. I mean, I can't even, like, book a reservation for a flight without trying to decide, like, do I want to pay extra for the carry-on? Like, when did they start charging? And I'm not talking a checked bag. They're charging now for carry-ons.
Okay. Now, this is where I am. Like, you might have to just, like, do the hook cut me off, because this is where I think the world has gone crazy.
Okay.
I can't anymore with the constant, like, I'm trying to take as much as I possibly can from you. That's how it feels. Like, it's just constant take. What happened to the give? And what happened to, like, thinking of others instead of just being, I'm so self-absorbed in what I need. And that's what I think.
Well, especially knowing that corporations are people.
Like, okay. Okay, bud. Okay. To use a term from the kids. Okay, okay, yeah, bud.
But okay, so you're actually, like, not wrong. Like, I feel like this whole, like, nickel and diming is, like, the loss of social empathy.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Oh. That's part of it, because, like, I've had so many what are we in school, like, 5 weeks now, something like that.
Yep.
I've had so many conversations with people. I'm like, well, have you talked to them about this? And they're like, well, no. But I've talked to my friends and I've texted them and I'm like, this is where you're doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, I seriously tell students, I'm like, I am here to teach you music, but I'm more here to teach you to communicate now. That's where education mm-hmm. is. I have to teach you how to communicate because the pendulum, we've talked about this before, the pendulum's going to shift. We're going to go back to actual communication. Somehow, I don't know how yet with AI and all the things, mm-hmm. but the fact that yes, we're getting nickel and dimed.
Okay, this is funny that you mentioned this because we've talked about the pendulum before. And then just recently, within the last couple of weeks, I was listening to another one of my favorite podcasts. And they talked about, there's actually a book about this. And it's about the pendulum. And they've actually like timed it out.
Oh.
And then the pendulum is going to start swinging back the other direction.
When?
In 2024.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's some light that's at the end of the tunnel here. Because
If the future plays out the way the last six or eight generations have, where, and what we're talking about here is we're talking about communication style. We're talking about political preference. We're talking about all of these different things. Mm-hmm. And it's all about this, which I think is so interesting as a teacher and also just as like a student of like the social experiment. You know, I always thought like maybe if I never went into teaching, I would have gone to sociology or something because, you know, every generation is a reaction to the generation that came before it. You know, if parents are strict when their kids grow up, a lot of times they're less strict with their own kids. And then that leads into all sorts of things, human behavior wise. It's not just about how you raise your kids, but it's about how you live out your life. It's about how you communicate, or in this case, do not communicate with other people. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could remember the name of the book. It doesn't matter. The book was more about politics, but it was absolutely about that. And they were saying, like, we kind of feel like right now we're stuck in this place where everyone is, like, hyper-partisan. And the gal who was talking on this podcast says, if the future bears out the way history has predicted, starting in 2024, there's going to be a shift back the other direction or to more collaboration, which would be a dream, right? Because the collaboration is what you're talking about, communication.
Right. And that's a great thing about band is that we constantly have this collaboration. We're not so great at the like face-to-face, like I need to have a conversation with you. But I was telling a parent at conferences the other day, I'm like, thank you for coming to this conference because I wanted to tell you in person that your kid does a good job of communicating with me when they're gone for a cross country meet or they're going to, you know, mm-hmm. like that's what I want you to be able to do. And aside from, you know, normal teenage high school drama, and it's hard to communicate like your grievances mm-hmm. and things like that and listen to each other. Mm-hmm. Those small steps are really huge. I just think there's so many times where people don't communicate and they say, oops, my bad. Like, no, we have to teach you to communicate. Like I'll much rather work with you when I know ahead of time so I can like process. Mm-hmm. I know what I was gonna say about the pendulum.
Yeah.
The generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's my generation. It's my generation that's screwing this up right now. Because I love being Gen X. And I had strict parents growing up and uh-huh. we're strict at our house too. Like I'm not doing this. Like mm-hmm. my kids are not going to behave like this. I refuse. Now we all want to say we can control our kids and all that stuff.
Well, I was just going to say.
But then I have a middle school boy right now.
I was going to say, you're always complaining about, like, what's the deal with middle schoolers? I mean, last week we interviewed a middle school principal. And actually, spoiler alert, our next episode is going to be with a middle school band director. So we're kind of, we've got middle school on the brain. Such an important formative time. But you, this was really funny. We were hanging out one day after school over at your place, and there was some candy out on the table.
The sour gummies, sweet and sour gummies or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like the perfect description of Henry because he is sweet and sour all at the same time, right? Like he'll come in and be like, hey, Mom, guess what? And what do you say?
What?
Chicken butt.
Oh, yeah. He pulled that one on me the other day, too.
But here's the thing. I get home from marching band one night. He had just gotten home from hockey. And he's like, hey, Mama, because he calls me Mama. So it's so sweet. I just love it so much. It just is endearing. And then he's like coming in for a hug. And I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. Because he's like almost just a little bit taller than me now.
Mm-hmm.
But he had just gotten done with hockey. And if anybody knows anything about the hockey smell, it is the grossest. Like there's nothing comparable to hockey smell.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I have to appreciate this because he's giving me a hug. Even though it's so sweet, but he's sour because he did it on purpose because he knows I hate that smell. Like, usually I'm like, roll down the windows and like, I don't care if it's 40 below. get your hands outside the windows because it's so cold. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's
yep. So yeah, middle school, you gotta so, love it. What are you gonna do? It's a part of life we all go through, and
And God bless those teachers and administrators that have a heart for it, because like I said, it's not easy, and it takes a special kind of person to do that.
Don't you think it's kind of easier for some kids though? Because like, do all kids go through any sort of awkward stage anymore? Like, I see these pictures of kids, and I'm like, what happened? It's not even fair. No, I love it though. So, yeah.
We'll be right back. Grand Tours is proud to sponsor Band is Everything. Grand Tours is the exclusive travel provider for the Farmington High School Bands. Hey, that's us. And they provide travel performance opportunities for over 100 high school, college, and community-based music ensembles from around the country.
The GT staff will collaborate with you to design unique travel opportunities that create memories to last a lifetime for your students. Share your travel dreams with Grand Tours by sending an email to info@grandtoursinc.com to find out how they can design custom music travel for your group.
And now, back to the show.
Anyway, so we've got, you know, lots going on with homecoming. And one of the things that I noticed outside your office, now that homecoming is done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Now that homecoming is done, I'm full on in like
concert mode.
Because we have our fall concerts, or at least our first one, less than 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
And So I'm gearing up. And I mean, you got to get all your ducks in a row, and you got to get all your percussion equipment in line.
And
so
when you're doing a piece.
I'm probably the only band director, or one of the few band directors, who literally has 20 1 gallon milk jugs sitting outside his office door, because.
You're welcome, by the way.
Okay.
Not so, just a pretty face here.
Okay. Okay. Listeners.
Tell the story.
Okay. Well, first of all, every single day for the past 2 weeks, every time she has like a good idea or says something smart, she just looks at me and like points at her face. She's like, not just another pretty face. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
So it is our thing.
Please,
that we say
listeners,
all the time.
Send help. I'm begging you. And I'm not just asking for a 5-star rating or review. I mean, like,
he's asking for milk jugs.
Actually, yeah. Oh, yeah. I could use a few more milk jugs. But anyway, the piece we're doing, which, hey, this is cool. It's The Great Steamboat Race by Robert W. Smith. And we should give a shout out to Robert W. Smith, who he unfortunately passed just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And prematurely, way too young. And to band directors who listen to this podcast, I mean, one of the most prolific and important band composers of the past 30 years. And I will say, I had several times programmed his piece, The Great Locomotive Chase, and I had heard The Great Steamboat Race a few times, which is sort of like its corollary, mm-hmm. and I never thought The Great Steamboat Race was as good until I really started listening to it, and now I'm obsessed with it. I love it, maybe even more than The Great Locomotive Chase. But
who told you about that piece?
Okay, fine. Get out of here. I'm going to cut that out. But you have to make water like swishing sounds, because you imitate the sound of the paddle wheel of the steam powered paddle wheel boat. And okay, I've never done this piece before, so I have this I'm imagining like these big totes or big jugs of water, and then you just like put like a paddle or something in the water, and you just like kind of go back and forth and swish, swish, swish.
And for ninth graders, you're making a huge mess all over the band
room
floor.
So I did this one
day. Is that a thing?
And made like a huge mess in the band room because it was spilling over the edges. And God bless this, you know, wonderful ninth grade percussionist who just does what I tell her to do. And she's like, okay. And she's like splashing water everywhere. And after rehearsal, here comes you, Aaron Holmes, saying, Well, you know, you could just get a bunch of milk jugs and you fill them half full and you put the cap on and you just shake them and you hear the glug, glug, swish, swish. And I'm like, oh, that's a really good idea.
And what and to that, what did I say?
Not just a pretty face. Okay.
But I've also done that piece before at an honor band. Okay. So which, yeah. So I had experience. So I will whatever. But
well, anyway, it's going to be really fun. And now we have a much cleaner
band room. And nobody's got to like worry about moldy wet towels that never got picked up.
You know,
either.
That big tub of water is still sitting back in the percussion section. I should.
All right. I'll get some TAs to move that. Okay.
Let's do that. But that piece is really cool. So I definitely recommend, if you don't know the piece, The Great Steamboat Race. Go check it out. And let's give a plug for our fall concert coming up here on November 2nd. Anybody in the Farmington area can come check it out.
Yeah, let's go. And then we have the following week on Monday the 6th, we have our bridging concert with our 8th grade bands, which guess who's going to be in that band? Henry.
Yep.
And all of his little cronies. And then we do this awesome program in Farmington for Veterans Day. It's called our Patriotic Program. And my husband is the chair of that. It's so neat. It's so moving. It's just what a great program that's been going on for over 2 decades. I can now say that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So super excited about the concert series that's coming up and whatnot. So good luck to everybody that is out there prepping their concerts. I think, was it like Joe DeLisi that already had a concert?
They had their indoor marching band concert. Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of the first programs that I had seen for a fall concert, at least here in Minnesota. I think I saw a few more on Facebook
elsewhere.
From other states where they start earlier. You know, Minnesota doesn't start generally till after Labor Day. So some states are a few weeks ahead of us. But yeah, wherever you are, whatever grade level you teach, and if you're not a teacher, send some love to a music teacher or just go take in a concert. Go check it out. Go find a community band and listen to some great music because... it's meant to be shared. We talk about that all the time to our students and to our parents, is that it's really fun to make music and learn the process of music making. But man, music is meant to be shared. And I do love to share it.
Yeah, you do. Let's go.
Kind of like I like to share my voice. Like last week when
you didn't have a voice. Okay, so that seriously. That was so crazy how that happened.
Yeah.
I don't even understand.
I legitimately lost my voice last week. It was not because I was sick. It was just vocal strain. I was tired. The seasons were changing. It wasn't allergies, but just like it was dry.
Yeah.
And then it was wet and then it was hot and then it was cold. And last Friday, I literally could not talk. I lost my voice completely. And then the next day it was back.
Well, later that night.
It was crazy. By Friday night, it was like, it was back. It was fantastic. But it was so weird. I had to do silent rehearsals, and that's quite the trip, trying to do silent rehearsals.
Yeah, and like with large groups and all the things. So you were a rock star. I offered to help, like, whatever, but you were like, I got this. And I think silent rehearsals sometimes are so effective.
Yep.
And it's good for us to not do that and let their voices be heard. I think that's just key.
Because we all talk too much.
We all talk too much.
And yes, mm-hmm. the students sometimes rely too much on us and the things that we say.
It's like teaching to the test.
Mm-hmm.
It like we need to let them have some creative control with their music and then doing some self-evaluation, self-critique of the band, everything.
And it might be messy.
It's like, okay.
For example, I introduced the Minnesota Allstate band Scales with our symphonic band a few days ago. And this is just a good reminder or a plug. A thank you to the Minnesota Music Educators Association for the Allstate band program, but also a couple of years ago, switching the scales, at least 4 of the 5 scales, where you can rehearse them as an ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of your kids might not be able to play them yet.
Correct.
Right. But some of your kids can, and some of your kids will be enticed by the challenge. Mm-hmm. And it's actually been really fun. Because we've been doing it for 3 days, and it's making the band better. But man, it was really rough the first day.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a good reminder to everyone, if you teach high school in Minnesota, the Allstate scales are out there, and you can rehearse them as an ensemble.
And I think there's a lot of confusion too about like the tenor saxophone,
mm-hmm.
those scales. I've heard this before in the past.
They jump around.
Yeah.
French horn.
But the reasoning is so that we can teach them in class so that these kids are all set up for success. Mm-hmm. And then that is just, it's imperative. I mean, we can't just have them all do a B flat concert scale either. They can't even do two octaves with every single instrument, right? Yeah. Like altos can't.
No.
And so the fact that we can teach this in class and they're learning range and they're learning different key signatures and minors, it's key. I'm so grateful for these to be able to do in class.
It's so great. And like you said, on one hand, I hope that practicing these scales in class encourages more students to actually do the audition.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not...
Why?
Yeah. Right? The why is I want to challenge every student.
Absolutely. They deserve it. They deserve excellence.
Absolutely. And it's really cool when you put something difficult in front of them, how many students rise to the challenge.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of high school age kids who would think in their own minds, oh, I'm not good enough to make Allstate.
Yeah, they're not smashing their aunts, those automatic negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. They're telling themselves that they can't do this.
Well, if that's what you believe.
That's what you tell yourself. And if we don't give them an opportunity to try, they'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they deserve excellence from us. And we deserve excellence from them. And they deserve excellence from themselves. And we deserve excellence from us. Breathing. Because it's so important.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. So, shout out to MMEA. Thanks for that Allstate resources. I just want everyone to know we're practicing them, we're rehearsing them, and you can too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to talk about what's on your stand.
Oh.
Do you want to, the Great Locomotive Chase?
I'm going to use the yours? Great Steamboat Race as mine.
Yeah, sorry, I said the wrong one.
That's what's on my stand. What's on your stand right now? What are you excited about?
So remember I mentioned a little bit ago about the bridging concert?
Yeah.
And our middle school colleagues were so kind and sent me an email saying what the piece was, I guess, forever ago. And I totally forgot. Anyway, so I just got.
Well, you haven't had anything to do.
No.
Right. You haven't been busy.
No, not at all. Well, I just got Dance of the Shadows by Adrian Sims.
Oh, yeah.
And it's this great 6-8 piece that, first of all, it's so necessary to teach that at the middle level.
Yeah.
And B, it's fun. Like, the Wind Ensemble kids are just like, this is awesome.
Okay, people are going to start to think that Adrian Sims is one of our sponsors.
I know it. But I can't.
Because gave a shout out to him on our
Energy,
last episode.
Yeah.
But he's so good. That's cool.
It's stuff to check out. And I don't think
I actually know that piece.
Yeah, well, I don't. Yeah, I've only read it once right now because I just got it.
Dance of the Shadows, did you say it is?
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. So it's probably read like a grade 2 level?
Probably.
Yep.
I guess I don't remember off the top of my head if it's 2, 2.5 or something this early in the year for kids.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about reading that and working with them. And then, again, the fun thing is that...
And this bridging concert.
Yes.
This is your wind ensemble.
Correct.
That plays side by side with our 8th grade bands.
Intermixed with both 8th grade bands.
That's really cool.
It's so fun. And
I know a lot of schools have concerts like this and might have different names for them, but we call it a bridging concert here.
Yeah, so each of the 8th grade bands will do their own set, and then Wind Ensemble will do our set, and we're going to do the first movement of Randall Standridge's symphony called Unquiet.
Ooh, and by the way, the official... recording is now on Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube, and it's a really good recording.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to one of our super awesome band students. I mean, I'll call him a nerd, but one of the more nerdy, awesome things I heard last week from a student was I was chatting, and he turned to me and said, "Hey, Mariska, did you hear that Standridge's Symphony No. 1 dropped on Apple Music this week?" And I was like, "That's so cool. That's just so awesome." So I immediately sent Randall a Facebook message and was like, "Hey, dude, here you go. Like, kids are talking about you, and they see when your new music is released."
And that's great,
because so cool.
That kid wants to be a band director.
Yep.
So, like, it's super, super exciting that they're talking shop.
Yep.
You know, I think it's great talking about composers and looking into things and knowing what's around them. I think that's so, so valuable. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
1,000%. Well, I know we got to wrap things up here pretty quick, but we have one more piece of kind of exciting, fun information. I know that we've both been listening to the Growing Band Director podcast. In fact, the last few days, I've been coming into school early and I've been sorting our solo ensemble music, and I put on episodes of The Growing Band Director and I just kind of get pumped up for the day and inspired. Yeah. But you connected with Kyle personally.
Yeah.
And you want to tell our listeners like what's going to be happening?
Well,
here?
we're gonna do a crossover event. I love it. Be on his podcast and have some conversations with him in about a month, I'd say. I don't know when it'll drop, but that's when we're gonna have the conversation. I'm just looking forward to it. You know, I love hearing what other people are doing out in the world, and then especially a different part of the country or whatever else, and seeing our comparisons and contrasts of everything. So it's gonna be fun.
Well, and if you are a band director and you're not familiar with this podcast, you should definitely check it out. It's very practical. And the series that I really enjoyed recently is he's going through different grade levels of jazz music and saying, here are pieces at the grade 2 level that are just awesome. If you don't have them in your library, you should check these out, and here's how to teach them. And then grade 2.5, grade 3. And today I listened to an episode. It was called Percussion for Non-Percussionists. Like, we can all use an episode that. So,
yeah.
Like, really great pedagogy. I'm loving that. I'm super excited to collaborate with him. So, that's something to look forward to as well.
Super exciting. Yeah. So, yeah.
Love a good crossover episode.
I do, yeah.
Almost as much as I love a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get fine podcasts.
Can we talk about your the screenshot or the text message I got the other day?
Which one? Okay. Text all the time.
That's fair. The text thread with you, me, and Jerry Lucart.
Oh, yes.
Success!
We blew past 20,000 downloads of the show since it was originally founded. The brainchild of Professor Jerry Lucart at the University of Minnesota. He was my co-host for the first season, and none of this would exist without him. And shout out to Jerry. Shout out to all of our listeners who download and stream the show. We really appreciate you. We love the fact that it's growing. We love the fact that you're sharing it with others. If you know someone who would enjoy this podcast, be sure and tell them about it.
Awesome. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry. So that's up for today, but wherever you are, we hope that you are having a great day or evening, whether it is a weekday or a weekend. We appreciate you tuning in. And this has been another episode of
Band
is
Everything.